There are more than 80 flood control dams statewide. Of them, 6 flood control dams failed as a result of the downpours in June of 2008. Meg Galloway is chief of the Dams and Floodplains Unit of the State Department of Natural Resources. She says the dams most affected by flooding last year are in Vernon County.
Flooding event initially in 2007 and then at the beginning of the flooding event in 2008 really came across state line at Vernon County. So those dams received the highest amount of rainfall and were the ones that were most impacted. Not because Vernon County doesn't do a good job with their dams, it was just more the luck of the draw.
The Rung Hollow Dam in Vernon County was among those significantly affected. Phil Hahn is the county's resource conservationist. He's walking along a chute intended to divert excess water during a flood. In 2007, Hahn says 2 feet of water rushed over it.
And at the same time, water under pressure was going underneath this, and it caused the bedrock underneath this. This is called soil cement, and it just took this and collapsed all this. So we had this gaping hole of exposed bedrock and water squirting out the side, and all this hole was 40 feet deep, and it just washed it all away.
Hahn says they made temporary repairs to the spillway. He says they were lucky the water didn't rise as high last June. Now full repairs must be made, and that's the problem, says Hahn.
If we're going to go back on this side and drill those holes and pump cement and replace this surface with something that'll hold up, it could be $3 million, which Vernon County has about 30 cents worth, because we're facing a budget shortfall.
Sauk County conservationist Joe Van Berkel says the county has increased taxes to address dam repairs there. He agrees with Hahn that county budgets are stressed enough as it is.
I do think the state has an obligation, the county has an obligation, the federal government, and dams are one of the serious infrastructure neglect issues that's out there. You know, you look at our bridges, you look at our highways, you look at our dams, you look at the entire infrastructure of the country. You know, we need to step up and resolve some of those issues and put some money forward for that.
The Joint Finance Committee approved $4 million for the State Dam Repair Fund for the next fiscal year. However, the total cost of repairs for Vernon County alone could run up between $10 to $14 million. And a proposal for a half-cent sales tax increase to pay for the dam repairs there is stalled by lawmakers, according to Hahn. He says they won't bring it up because it simply won't pass. State Representative Lee Narrison of Westby says the budget shortfall is handcuffing them.
I know when I met with the Finance Committee with Vernon County the first time, I said, this isn't going to be a slam dunk. This might take 2, 4, maybe even 6 years to go through.
Nevertheless, Meg Galloway of the DNR says repairs must be made.
The initial stabilization that was done at these dams was done to try to put them in the best condition to withstand further flooding events until the permanent repairs can be made. But if we would hit rainfall like we hit over the last 2 years, they still could be in trouble and be damaged further.
In the meantime, officials and residents of Vernon, Sauk, and other affected counties will simply do what they can and hope the heavy rains of the past 2 years won't come back. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.